This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's a new backdrop for Mental Health Awareness Month, the debate over whether to privatize Michigan's $2.4 billion mental health system. The idea gained steam when it was included in Governor Snyder's fiscal 2017 budget proposal, which called for turning over state funding and management to Medicaid HMOs. The Michigan Association of Health Plans has been lobbying for the switch, while the Michigan Association of Community Mental Health Boards is digging in to fight it. Robert Sheehan is the CEO of the Michigan Association of Community Mental Health Boards. He's with us now from Lansing, where thousands of mental health advocates have gathered at the state capitol today for a rally. Since the governor's initial proposal and the ensuing backlash earlier this year, there's been a work group formed to explore this. Lieutenant Governor Callie is leading it. So what's happening with this? Is there any movement?
Yeah, the work group's made some good progress. It started like all work groups should, with identifying what are the values and principles that are behind the effort, and then what are the goals we're trying to accomplish. We're now about to enter the phase of determining how should the system look, what are the best design efforts, what's working in its current structure, and what needs to be improved. I think there's a good faith effort by the 130 people who are part of the group.
So what kind of timetable are you looking at? Because at some point, this budget has to be done and delivered, knowing that the new fiscal year starts in September.
So what's happened is the appropriations chairs in the House and Senate both are aware of the work group. They put together language that they're moving through the House and Senate now that take sort of the best thinking of our work group and put it into place. What it looks like it'll be is the work group will continue throughout the fall with a report due to the House and Senate sometime in the winter, December or February, depending on which bill is signed. So at this point, the work group's pace is good. Initially, they thought they'd come up with language and some outcomes in May, and most of us thought that was unrealistic. So the December or February dates are much more realistic.
So I guess speaking on behalf of the patients throughout Michigan who require mental health care and for their families and caregivers, do you believe we'll see this happening in Michigan? Will we see mental health funding privatized?
We don't think so. If policymakers and House and Senate members and the governor listens to the voice of the consumer, it won't happen. But I should tell you, there are moneyed interests, you know, of course, pushing for it to happen. So it's always a debate, almost always, right, between those who have the money and those who will be impacted by it.
And whose voice is louder, do you believe?
Well, that's a great question. We tend to believe that consumers and their families and people in the community's voices will be louder. But it's a political battle, and this is a fight that will happen for years until I think we come to recognize that the consumers are best served by a public safety net system. We've known that since 1964. It's only now being questioned, and I think we're hoping this question period ends and we can get back to doing the common good focus that we've always had.
Another point of the rally today is aimed at getting state lawmakers to support parity legislation. What is that, Bob? Why is this needed?
Parity is pretty essential. It means that mental health care should have no greater cost or restrictions in its access to patients than physical health care. So let me give you some examples. In most insurance, even the commercial insurance you and I might have from our employers, the mental health benefits very limited. It's limited to some outpatient psychiatry, access to medications, some talk therapy, and inpatient care. It doesn't include all the innovative things that the public system provides, by the way. And that's a concern. So if you and I needed what's called case management or residential care or what's called drop-in services to help my recovery, you and I couldn't get that in most health insurance plans. And yet for physical health care, you can get a wide range of treatments for a wide range of conditions.
So I think people in Michigan need to realize that mental health doesn't get the same priority and the same insurance coverage as physical health in this state.
That's exactly right. And I think there's a sort of a rallying cry that we use that mental health needs are common, real, and treatable.
Are there states in the union where parity does exist and that it's working well?
New York and California lead the way. Minnesota's pretty good. But because the federal parity law passed several years ago, most of us thought that would do it, you know, that we'd be done, but it didn't. It didn't. So states had to enact their own because insurance is guided, as is Medicaid, state by state. So the states have to pass a parity law that has real teeth in it.
And is there any move afoot with any of Michigan's legislators to get this going?
There is. There's a group actually called Partners in Crisis, which was formed about 10 years ago, actually, to move parity, and that group is still moving. And we have a lot of friends in the House and Senate. But it's a hard sell for employers who think they're cash-strapped and they don't want to pay for increased health insurance. What Minnesota found, though, Minnesota did this early on, they found their overall health care costs dropped because when people get health needs met, their behavioral health needs are met, and their physical health needs go down. It's actually a net cost saving.
Bob, you've got about 3,000 advocates in Lansing today at the Capitol for the annual Walk a Mile in My Shoes rally. What is the message to state lawmakers and to Governor Snyder in today's rally?
It's a two-part message. One was our historic message, which is mental health care is needed, and we need to expand it so everyone has access to it. And the stigma around mental health needs to go away. And then the new message this year is retain the public nature of the system and ensure the public safety that exists and is strengthened.
Robert Sheehan, Michigan Association of Community Mental Health Boards CEO. We want to thank you so much for being with us today.
It's always great talking to you. Thank you.